Welcome back to Right Side Radio. Jeff Poor in on this Tuesday afternoon for Phil Williams, Senator Williams, solid conservative and just plain right. Still to come on the program, we got Ernie Yarborough going to be with us about an hour from now, and then my colleague at 1819 News, Craig Munger, will talk about the passing of John MacArthur. So that's coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Please stick around for that. But joining us now on the line, he's our state auditor. He's a candidate for Secretary of State. Andrew Sorrell joins us. Andrew, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. I appreciate you getting me on. I'll admit I was doing a little better 2 weeks ago before I had an opponent in my race, but hey, I'm still doing pretty well.
Yeah, so well, aside from the opponent, talk a little bit about the campaign, and we'll get to some specifics here in a moment.
Well, things are going very well. I think I've been in 55 counties doing a campaign event. I'll be in number 56 on Thursday night. That's going to be up in your listeners' area right now. I got a Limestone County event. And 57 on Saturday, I'm speaking to the GOP Men's Club breakfast there in Huntsville, which, you know, is Albert Peters started that group many decades ago. He's passed on now, but still hundreds of people go to that event. So I am burning up the campaign trail. I'm trying to run a real solid grassroots campaign, but also trying to raise money. And we've had a lot of success with that. You know, we've been breaking some fundraising records. I'm very pleased. We brought in $63,000 in June. Very little of that was PAC money, only a couple thousand that was PAC money. So these are like actual individuals and businesses that are supporting my campaign. And people are fired up. They're excited to support me because they know I'm going to do the things that I say that I'm going to do. How do they know that? Because I've already been elected to two other positions and I have a track record. And that's something in politics. A track record can hurt you if you got a bad one, and it can really help you if you got a good one. When I ran for state house in 2018 and in what was deemed an unwinnable race by most Republicans, I was challenging a 28-year incumbent Democrat in a seat that had been, you know, Democrat 150 years, managed to win that seat, get 52% of the vote in that general election, campaigned on the issue of constitutional carry, said I was going to support that bill, try to see that bill through if I got elected. And what do you know? I actually introduced the bill, carried it 4 years, built the sponsor list from 7 up to 38, including the Speaker of the House my last year there. Though it ended up being another legislator's version of the bill that passed. But I followed through on the things I said I was going to do. I had a perfect voting record on election integrity issues, which I'm very proud of and is serving me well now as a candidate for Secretary of State. So that's excited the grassroots, and I think it's excited my donor base. And I'm very, very pleased with the outpouring of support I've received so far.
Well, you're doing something. I mean, this is not easy. I mean, these back-to-back election cycles, statewide campaign, wear you down. I guess if anything, you got kind of a head start. You know the terrain fairly well. I mean, it's a complicated state. It took me 20 years to figure out Alabama, and when working in different parts of the state, to know how it all works. But I mean, you're getting immersed in it just in these last 5 years.
It's amazing how much you learn about the state as you travel around. I was in a little community called Bermuda a couple weeks ago, and the guy I was with said, no, it's not Bermuda, it's Bermuda is how they pronounce it. I said, I didn't know that. I live 4.5 hours from there, you know, but I'll know that next time I'm there. I remember I did a campaign event in Bug Tussle, which is in Cullman County, Alabama. I remember I went and there was about 60 people at this, and this little old lady came up to me. She said, well, I guess I'll vote for you. I haven't seen your opponent, heard from your opponent. And I thought, you probably never will, because I doubt my opponent's coming to Bug Tussle. So there are so many little communities around Alabama, and you try to get into all of them that you can. You know, if you get to Birmingham, those people they're used to seeing political candidates, and that's good. You got to get to Birmingham. There's a big voting base there. But if you go to Bug Tussle, those people really remember that you were there, because it's rare for them to see, especially a statewide candidate, come to those small communities. So again, trying to run the grassroots campaign, but you got to have resources to win. And I've set a fundraising record. When I ran for state auditor, I more than doubled the previous fundraising record for the position. So I'm no slouch at fundraising. So we're in a good position, but we've got a tough opponent, and we've got to keep our nose to the grindstone. And yeah, it can be a little exhausting kind of running statewide back to back, having two tough races back to back. But, you know, I love this stuff. I'm energized by it, and I genuinely love people. Somebody said the other day, what are you in politics for? And I said, I love people. And if you don't love people, don't run for office. Politics is people. If you don't love meeting and talking to people, asking for their vote, asking for a campaign contribution, that bothers you, hey, it's probably not for you, and that's okay. But I think it is for me. I enjoy it. I thrive on it. And I think I enjoy following through, doing the things that I say I'm going to do, and I enjoy being effective at what I do. And I think I'm going to deliver the voters what they want from their next Secretary of State, which is serious election integrity. We're going to expand the Alabama voter integrity database. We're going to partner with more states and exchange voter lists. We've identified 40,000 duplicates on the voter rolls, people registered to vote in Alabama and some other state. We're only partnered with 10 states right now. What if we partnered with 30 states? How many more duplicates could we eliminate? Jeff, well, I've got a friend who got married 5 years ago, moved away, votes in another state, still on the Alabama voter rolls today. We can solve that problem. We just got to partner with more states.
The let's talk about the election itself and being down ballot, understanding that you know there's a lot of oxygen being sucked out of the room here. You got probably not a very competitive gubernatorial election, but certainly a competitive Senate race. Then you're going to have a competitive lieutenant governor's race, a competitive attorney general race. And then a secretary of state. And I guess I kind of mastered the art of the ultimate down ballot election, which is, as our friend Dale Jackson calls it, the counter of desk. But getting people aware, building up the name ID, I mean, and doing it for a year and a half and explaining, like, well, this is why you should care. I mean, at this stage of the game, this is what you're doing, and you pretty much do this for the entirety or for the duration of the campaign, I would think.
You know, I think auditor is down ballot, as you described. You kind of said it was like the ultimate down ballot. I'd say Public Service Commission may be further down ballot than auditor. People really have no idea what the Public Service Commission does, and the candidates running for that do a great job of explaining it. I've listened to them. I've learned a lot about the Public Service Commission listening to those people campaigning for it. But yeah, auditor, Public Service Commission, they're important positions, but they are down ballot. I don't think Secretary of State is down ballot. I think Secretary of State is mid ballot. That's what I'd refer to it as. And the reason I say that is because 10 years ago, I wouldn't have said that. I would have said Secretary of State's down ballot. But people care about this race now, and it's all because of the 2020 election. You know, when it happened, I said this election was rigged. It was stolen. Donald Trump was right. There were unfair things that happened. Pennsylvania was violating their own state laws, allowing votes to be counted that were postmarked by Election Day but didn't arrive until 10 days later. Well, guess what? That's illegal. There's 40,000 people identified in Arizona on the voter rolls as likely illegals. Well, Trump lost Arizona by 11,000 votes. Can we say absolutely for sure that's why he lost? Well, no, but I mean, common sense would dictate. Do you think the illegals were voting for Donald Trump? I'm going to guess no. So, you know, you had the whole Russia hoax, the laptop story that got buried. I mean, so many things, so many people were conspiring against Donald Trump, and I do think that they stole that election from him. And when that happened, everyone in America started understanding the importance of having a good Secretary of State. And yes, Alabama has good elections. We vote in person on Election Day with a photo ID on a paper ballot. The major four tenets of election integrity, we already do, and we do right. We're not going to change those. There's bills introduced to change those things all the time. I'm not going to let that happen. But there's things we're not doing. We're not slashing business service fees enough. We've got to make Alabama a more business-friendly environment. We've got to audit our elections. We've had an audit bill introduced by Representative Wood 2 years, gotten out of the House, failed in the state Senate. Unacceptable. We've got to pass election audits. The only way we know that the tabulator is counting the votes correctly is if we hand count the ballots and verify that it matches the tabulator result. And we're going to have a new division of election integrity in the Secretary of State's office as well, Jeff. We're going to have five people who clean up the voter rolls and who investigate the claims of voter fraud that come pouring in. That's what the people of Alabama want. That's what they demand. That's what they're going to get if they vote for me as Secretary of State.
And you know, that's what we think. You're the state's top election official. The office really has gotten a little more important. And now that people, skepticism is the right word about elections now, but the 2020 election has certainly put a bigger emphasis on that.
No, that's absolutely true. And I'll tell you another thing we've got to do. We've got to have a different election integrity board. Right now, what we have is a voter registration advisory board. And that was probably very useful and served its purpose. But, you know, everyone in Alabama is already registered. You register to vote if you get food stamps, if you go get a driver's license, I mean, at college. Our board of registrars members do a fantastic job registering voters in Alabama. We don't need advice on how to register voters. What we need advice on is election integrity. And I'm going to change that board. We're going to have the voter registration and election integrity advisory board. We're going to have probate judges, sheriffs, circuit clerks, registrars, and yes, even ordinary Alabama citizens who are concerned about election integrity. We're going to put them on that board. And I want to get feedback and suggestions on what we can do to make Alabama's elections better.
Well, and discuss this if you would, Andrew. You the recounts, and you and I talked about this a lot during session. Verity, very in Debbie Wood, Bill, but we know of discrepancies where the tabulators didn't always come out spot on. Maybe they missed a ballot or two, but it was just kind of shrugged off. I think it was Dallas County. You said that, but we really do have some. I don't know the vulnerabilities, but some places where there certainly could be some improvement.
Well, we really don't know how bad it is. We don't have an election audit process, so we don't know how bad it is. But in 2021, my friend Representative David Stanridge, who's a former probate judge from Blount County, he introduced a piece of legislation that was a one-time election audit. And Merrill was pushing this bill at the time, and it audited three counties. These counties had to volunteer. One of them was Marshall County, one of them was Houston, and one of them was Dallas County. Well, when it was a one-time audit only, though, after the 2022 election. Well, guess what? The Marshall County, Houston County tabulators counted correctly. When they hand counted the ballots, it matched the tabulators. There was no discrepancies. Dallas County, they were off by two votes. No one's been able to explain to me why. I've called the probate judge there. He said, Andrew, we hand counted it three times. The hand count is correct. The tabulator was wrong. Well, if that doesn't concern you, then you're not very serious about election integrity. Is it just that one tabulator that had a problem, or do we have a larger problem throughout Alabama and other counties? Well, I don't know, but there's only one way to find out. Pass Debbie Wood's election audit bill. Now, as you know, Representative Wood has resigned. She will not be back next year. So there's going to be somebody else carrying this bill. I don't know who it is yet, but I am supportive of this bill. I've written op-eds in support of the bill. And I actually want to make the bill even stronger because Debbie Wood's bill is good in that it audits general elections. Well, let's be honest, Jeff. 90% of the elections in Alabama are not decided in the general. They're decided in the Democrat primary or in the Republican primary because 90% of the seats in Alabama are very, very blue or very, very red. The bill doesn't audit the primaries. We need to be auditing I want to audit every election. Primaries, runoffs, generals. If we're going to do it right, if somebody's going to try to steal an office, 90% of the time they're going to be stealing it in the primary, not in the general, right? So we need to be auditing the runoffs and the primaries as well.
Last question to get you out of here on this. Talk about your, I guess it's a pledge you're pushing, but you have, as you mentioned, an opponent now. What's that all about?
Well, I'm just challenging my opponent to run a clean campaign. And I put a clean campaign pledge up on my Facebook page. I sent our text message with it yesterday. And we're trying to follow Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment, thou shalt not speak ill of a fellow Republican. So, look, we need to set an example. We're running for the top elections office in the state. We need to set an example for other candidates. We don't need to engage in dirty, sleazy tactics, negative campaigning. We need to run positive campaigns, issue-based. Let's debate the issues. I'm confident that my campaign platform is going to appeal to Republican primary voter base. Let's have a discussion and a debate about that. Let's not get into all the negative personal type attacks. And that's what the challenge says. So we're waiting response. Hope that she will sign that. Hope we keep the campaign clean. And you could talk to my former opponents. I had a total of five opponents when I ran for auditor, if you include the Libertarian and the general. I had two opponents when I ran for state house, primary and general. Even the Democrat will tell you, I didn't do negative campaigning. That's not who I am. That's not how I campaign. I talk about my qualifications. I talk about my experience. I talk about what I want to accomplish if I win. And I don't do negative campaigning. I'm hopeful that my opponent will join me in making that pledge.
Andrew, we've got to wrap it up here. If folks want to know more about your campaign, know more about your pledge, where can they look?
Yeah, lots of easy ways to do that. AndrewSorrell.com. Sorrell is S-O-R-R-E-L-L. You can also find me on Facebook, Andrew Sorrell, for Secretary of State. That's where the pledge is posted. And just shout out to your listeners. I'm a North Alabama guy. I live in Muscle Shoals and spent the last 34 years of my life there and own businesses in Huntsville, go to church in Decatur. So I'm a North Alabama guy. I appreciate their consideration and their vote May 19th in the Republican primary.
Andrew, best of luck to you, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thank you. Andrew Sorrell, your state auditor, running for Secretary of State. We got to work in a break here. Jeff Poore in for Phil Williams on this Tuesday afternoon. Solid conservative and just plain right.